Good morning. Welcome to Wit and Grace. My name is Florence, and today we're going to talk about being yourself. I recently, as of maybe a couple months ago, watched the movie The Greatest Showman, which I'd heard a lot about but wasn't really sure what it was about. And I really liked the movie, especially for one song called This Is Me. And if you allow me, I'll read some of the lyrics. I'm not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause they don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say. No one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there is a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words want to cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave. I am bruised. I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, because here I come, and I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. That song really spoke to me, because I think in all of us, we want to be able to say, this is me. This is who I am. No mask, no hiding, no pretending. This is me, and do you accept me for who I am? That's the one thing we all long for, and it is the one thing that is so hard for us to really do. We feel judged for the way we look, for what we say, for how we dress, for how we parent even, for everything. We feel like we're under a microscope and we get points. And it's kind of like figure skating at the Olympics, where all the judges are going to give points and the one with the most points win. So we feel like we're in this competition, and most of us feel like we're failing. We don't feel like we're at the top of the food chain. However, I don't think it's an accurate view of seeing the world, or at least we don't have to look at it this way, even though the economy and society kind of thrive on us having this picture of the world. Now allow me to give a few sentences of the lyrics of another song that I like, which is called Try. Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you. Do they like you? Get your sexy on, don't be shy, girl, take it off. This is what you want, to belong so they like you. Do you like you? When you're all alone by yourself, do you like you? Do you like you? And I will put both those videos on the podcast page so that you get to watch them. And maybe I will even put all the lyrics. I haven't decided yet. But those songs really speak to me, as I'm sure they speak to a lot of people, especially women. There is so much pressure to be a certain way. And we all have that innate desire to belong. And these are two irreducible desire of human being, is to be loved and to belong. And we will do a lot of things to try to belong. Except belonging isn't something we should strive and work for. It's a right that we have to be accepted as we are. But yet a lot of us will do a lot of different things to mold ourselves into belonging. The thing is, when we try to fit in, to belong, and at the end, even if we're accepted, we won't feel like we belong, because we will know it's a fake version of us that is accepted. Let me repeat that. When we try to fit in, and we change to fit in, at the end, even if we're accepted, we won't feel like we belong, because we will know, we will have had to change to be accepted. We will know it's not the real us they like, it's the us with the mask. So we won't still feel like we belong. I know we'll want to belong, but can we do so at the expense of losing who we truly are? Do we even know who we really are? We have so many masks that we have to wear. At home, at work, in school, everywhere we feel like we have to wear a different hat, a different mask. And a lot of the time we feel like we can be ourselves. I know that a lot of the time people will ask a question when they see you, how are you? And what they want to hear, or what you feel they want to hear, is, I'm fine, thank you. Sometimes what we want to say is, I've had a horrible week, or I've had a horrible day, or today life stinks, it's difficult. But most people don't want to hear that, or we feel they don't want to hear that. And I think a lot of the time it's true, the how are you is just a nice thing to say, like hello. And yet there is a time that we want to put the mask down, we want to put everything down and say, this is who I am, this is me in the raw. Do you still like me? The main question, however, is, do we like ourselves? Do we like ourselves knowing all we know about us? We know all of our dirty little secrets, don't we? Do we still like ourselves? Or are we so hard on ourselves for our failures, for where we feel like we don't meet expectations, for where we know for a fact that we fail? At the end of the day, do we still like us? Also, I've always wondered, who are the puppet masters? I've always told my kids, you know, everybody wants to be different. There's 7 billion of us, and it's overwhelming to think we have one of 7 billion. And so because we feel like everything is based on a brownie point, we want to stand out. We want to be seen. Yet we'll try to be seen the same way. And no, in advance, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just going to try to make a point. When I was a kid, the new thing was to get a second hole in your ear. Then it got to be different hair color. And then it was tattoos. And then it was piercings. What's funny to me is that everybody's trying to look different and show their individuality, but in the same way. When second holes became popular, everybody got them, almost everybody. And when tattoos became popular, almost everybody got tattoos. It's like we'll try to be different the same way. I also remember when my mother was still alive, she liked to send me clothes, usually t-shirts or a top of some kind. And she would call me and say, okay, here, what color do you want? And for example, let's say blue. I want blue. Oh, you can have blue. Why can't I have blue? It's not in fashion this winter. Your only choices are brown, off-white, and something else. And I'd be like, who decided? Why on earth can I have a blue shirt if I want a blue shirt? Who decided that blue is not in this winter? Hairstyle. Everybody will sport the same haircut because it's in fashion. Who the heck decided what's in fashion for hair? I mean, that's why we can look at the 70s and glasses, the shape of glasses, the shape of the tuxedos for weddings, or the clothes, or the 80s or the 90s. We all follow suit. But who is at the top deciding, well, this winter, we're going to do this? And we know they all will follow. And I remember as a young teenager trying on clothes, and my mom was really into fashion, and she was very into appearances. And I remember being in the store and looking in the full-length mirror and feeling like I didn't feel good in those clothes. And I said, I don't like it. And the sales lady said, but it's the fashion this winter. And I remember telling her, I don't care if it's fashion. I don't like it. So you could say I always had the rebellious streak in that sense. And it is something that I've taught my kids. And I hope that I've succeeded. Be who you are. You don't have to be a sheep in the sheep pen. You don't have to be like everyone else to be accepted. It's kind of like that Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the Wall. I think sometimes that's how we feel, that we go through the system, that we're born, we go to school at a certain age, we get done from school at a certain age when we're expected now to go to college or find a job, and we're just another brick on the wall. It's like this conveyor belt, and we just go through the system, and those that succeed the most are the one with a stamp of approval, the one that fit better in the wall, and that the one that don't do as well is the oddball, kind of like the square peg for the round hole. And I think a lot of us feel like we're square pegs. I know I did. I wasn't a girly girl. I wasn't into fashion. I wanted to march to my own drum, but I still wanted to be accepted. But I still have that desire. I still want to march to my own drum. And I do more so than ever now. social media has not made things easier. It's a proven fact that even though we talk, quote unquote, to more people and we have more friends, again, quote unquote, than we used to, we feel more alone than we ever have. There used to be communities. In order to have relationships, you had to get out of your house and meet people face to face, eyeball to eyeball. Now we can do so beyond our screen, and we can so easily be fake. I know one girl that would only post pictures on Facebook if she had photoshopped them first, so that her skin would be flawless and she'd look great. And invariably, every single time she put a picture, there was a litany of, wow, you're so beautiful, you're so amazing, you're so great. And I knew this girl. She was a friend of my kids, and she would talk to me. And yet she was so insecure, and she didn't feel like she belonged, and she felt like she had to wear those masks. And at the same time, she had such a void that she wanted it filled, and the way to do that was to post a picture, and you would get the, you're so amazing. But she didn't really believe it, so it wouldn't stick. People can tell you how great you are all day long, but if you don't believe it, it means nothing. It comes down to you have to believe in your worth and who you are. And yes, it may look very different than the person next door. And you know what? It should. I love one of Oscar Wilde's quote. He said, "Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken." And that is so true. I'm going to be 50. Sooner rather than later, in less than 2 months. And the beauty of aging for me is that I don't care. Now, granted, I didn't care all that much when I was a teenager, and I've always had that I'm going to stand on my own 2 feet. But I still cared to be accepted and loved. And I'm sure if I look back, I can think of example when I did mold who I was to be accepted, especially at a seminar or going somewhere. Like a party, whatever. I'm sure there were times when I cared what other people thought. As a matter of fact, the more I talk, the more I remember example of time when I really cared what people thought. As an example, I'm not much of a makeup person. I'm not faulting anybody for liking it. I don't understand it. Just like others don't understand why women wouldn't wear makeup. It doesn't make sense to me. And I've never been, like I said, a big makeup person. I always wanted to be seen for who I was, and I felt like makeup would alter that. But all that being said, I do wear makeup on occasion. At weddings or parties, I wear makeup. But most of the time when I go out and about, I just don't think it's worth the bother, and I just don't wear any. But there was a time where if my husband told me, "Hey, you're going to come by the fire station today," and I wasn't wearing mascara, I'd be like, "There's nowhere I'm going because I don't want the guys there to think, why is he with her?" And like it matters. What does it matter that anybody would think, what did he see in her? Who cares? But at the same time, it did matter. Now I don't care. My husband does love me for me. I know he doesn't love me for my physique. That should be pretty obvious. And neither do my kids or my best friend. When they think of Florence, they don't think of the shell. Granted, they may see my face, they may picture who I am, but that's not what they see when they see me. If you ask them, why do you like Florence or why do you love Florence? I doubt many of them would say, because she's just so pretty. She's just so into fashion, you know, she's just amazing. Or at least I wouldn't want anybody to feel that way and say they love me because of outward things. I would hope that people would say they love me for much deeper things than that. And I'm sure you do too. People care about me, and there is nothing quite like it to be totally accepted. I know my husband loves me for who I am. He tells me all the time I'm beautiful, and the little voice in the back of my head often says, the man really needs his prescription glasses, you know, redone. But at the same time, there is something amazing to know somebody looks at you and means every word when they say you're beautiful. And I feel that way about some people that I don't want to give their name, but I think about some people like that that will, in moments of candor, share with me how they feel about themselves. And as I'm looking at them, I want to go, are you kidding me? You are absolutely gorgeous. I want to be you when I grow up. You're so beautiful. And I know we don't see our own worth. We don't see our own beauty. We just seem to concentrate on the flaws. So I've heard people say, look at yourself in the mirror every day and tell yourself, looking in your own eyeballs, I love you. And I know it sounds so trite and silly, but maybe there is something to that. I heard of a lady one time who had a disease, and she decided, and it could potentially be a life-threatening disease, but she decided that she was tired of self-loathing, of how she had always loathed her body and who she was. And she decided that every single day she was going to look in the mirror and tell herself, eyeball to eyeball, that she loved herself and she was grateful for her body. And as you expect, where I'm going with this story is that she was healed. The disease was gone. Now, I'm not saying that saying you love yourself in the mirror every day is the panacea and you're never going to get sick. It's just an example of what love can accomplish. Ultimately, I know we all took a number when we were born, and at some point we all will check out. But in the meantime, if this is the life we have now, what do we want it to look like? Now that I'm 50, my mother passed away at 70. And now that I've lived 50 years, 20 years is nothing. And I'm not saying I'm going to kill off at 70. What I'm saying is that I can see the brevity of life. I'm a grandmother, for crying out loud, and that came on so quickly. I still remember the day my firstborn was born. It's so clear in my mind. I don't know how 25 years could have gone by, but they have, in the blink of an eye, literally. And I know it's so hard to see when we're in the midst of diapers and sleepless nights and crying kids and kids that get in trouble and everything else and grocery shopping and laundry and work and family event and holidays. It gets overwhelming, and it's hard to see the end, that this too shall pass, because at the time we do want it to pass. When we're struggling, we want the day to go by quicker. But it does pass, and it does by way faster than we could ever think. And so I would encourage you to look in the mirror every morning and every night and tell yourself, I love you. If you have to even say, I know you're not perfect. I know you may not ever get a 10 in the body measurement department or whatever, I still love you because you are worthy of love. You are worthy of love and belonging. And maybe that's what we need to say. Look at yourself eyeball to eyeball and say, I love you because you are worthy of love and belonging, no matter what. And I would encourage you, there is a tribe for you out there. If you're part of my Patreon page, at the $5 level, there is a group that is secret that you can belong to. And my hope for that group is that it will be a place of safety and of true belonging where people can be themselves. And I know it's still on social media, but sometimes I know for some people, social media has been also a blessing. We do need that safe place to go to. And if some people don't have that in their daily life, I hope in some small way I can help with that. So thank you for listening. I am so grateful for you. I know I say that over and over, but I really am. And I will talk to you later. I hope you enjoyed this talk. If you have anything to add or to share, you can do that on my website or on my Facebook page. Again, thanks a lot, and talk to you next time.